Today's episode of the Sean vs. Wild podcast is brought to you by Audiophile Inc. Are you in a band? Do you know someone that is? Do you have a job, a group, a club, a cause, maybe even an organization? Do you have a witty phrase that you think would just look great on a t-shirt, sweatshirt, hoodie, maybe even on a pair of underpants? Well, if so, you're going to want to use Audiophile Inc. for all of your screen printing needs. Audiophile Inc. is located in the heart of Louisville, Kentucky, and they also ship to all 50 states. So whether you're right here in my neck of the woods or you're across the country, Audiophile Inc. has your back. High quality products, competitive prices, printed on the brands you want. So you're not going to find a better deal than Audiophile Inc. Check them out at audiophileinc.com. That's AudioPhileinc.com. What's up, my wildlings, my beasts, my babies? And thank you for tuning in to another exciting edition of the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm your host, Sean Thriller Smith, the guy who is putting the rad back into talk radio. See what I did there? This is episode 9, to quote John Lennon. And in the studio today, another famous John. I got John Wilmont, drummer of Lifelines, joining us today. Awesome dude, awesome drummer. We sat down, shot the SHIT, regarding our favorite and our not-so-favorite music and movies. We talk about time travel, Groundhog Day, wrestling, tattoos, which 90s babe was the babeliest. We discuss all the minutiae on this episode, guys. And then John is going to hit you with an exclusive new song from his band, Lifelines. It's a cover song. I'm not going to ruin the surprise, so make sure you give that a listen. You won't be disappointed. And why wouldn't you give it a listen? You're already here. And also, guys, thanks to our brand new sponsor, Audiophile Inc., for sponsoring the show today. I've been getting all of my band's merch printed through Shane at Audiophile Inc. since, like, 2004. He's done merch for every band in the area. He's got the best prices, not just in town, but pretty much every town. Quality of work, absolutely fantastic. Also, Shane's been hard at work on a brand new super secret line of Sean vs. Wild merchandise. Don't tell anyone. JK, tell everyone you know. I'm going to have the web store up in the next few weeks. So if you like the show, if you want to support the show, why not pick up a sweet Sean vs. Wild t-shirt? Maybe keep your beers cold with the sweet Sean versus Wild beer koozie or your root beers, whatever you like, whatever you want to keep cold. And, I'll keep you guys informed on the deets as that progresses. Big week for me. Not just that, I'm also now part of the Never Nervous Podcast Network, guys, as featured on never-nervous.com. And if you haven't yet, check out their site. It's going to be the go-to for me, for all of you, for local and current events. They'll tell you what's going on, when it's going on, who's doing it, what to check out while you're there. And speaking of checking stuff out, give a listen to some of the other shows on the network. There is a Never Nervous podcast, of course, bringing you all the local haps. There's House by the Video Store, which is going to discuss classic and current horror films. So that's cool, right up my alley. The Parade of Horribles podcast, if you're into the law, if you're into litigations, it's hosted by two lawyers discussing current events and civil rights. And then there's also Actual Conversations with Corey Perfuma, a great show with great guests. All this is going to be available on the Never Nervous Network on iTunes. And guys, if you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Sean vs. Wild podcast on iTunes or any of those podcasts. Subscribe. And if you could, take a second to 5-star my show or any show. Maybe write a couple word review for me. Those really do go a long way in my line of work, and I would surely appreciate it if you could just let me know what you think of the show. Also, listen in on Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio. That's a new one I picked up last week. Facebook, Podcast Addict, wherever you go to get your podcast shows. Feel free to check out that show per use. And big thanks to everyone for tuning in. Big thanks to Joe Brock for canceling his cross-country meet and tediously booping the dials, peeping the strategies, and firing up the chili dog octave pedals just to make sure that I don't sound like an idiot. So thanks, Joe. And guys, that's enough for me today. Kick back, knuckle up, and let's get wild.
Chat it up.
Hey, that sounds good. Yeah, you're good.
You can hear it good?
Carhanna
well,
real good.
You can hear it real well.
Yeah, Superman does good. You did well. John. Hey, man, that's pretty cool that you have all these Quentin Tarantino tattoos that you showed me.
Mm-hmm. I want to get more, but I just don't know which ones I want to get without, I guess, being labeled a Nazi killer.
Oh, yeah, is that true? Well, in this day and age, that's kind of it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's like right now.
It is super, super hot right now.
It's in right now.
All right, guys. Well, welcome to the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm your host, Sean Thriller Smith, and at the bar in the Smithsonian today, I have a good friend of mine, John Wilmot from Lifelines, awesome drummer, and from like day one, supporter of the podcast. So we've been wanting to get you on here, and we got you on here.
Happy to be here, my friend.
So thank you for joining me today at the Smithsonian.
This is a really nice place.
Hey, man. Thank you. I mean, it was hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars that I paid for in cash.
I don't believe any of that.
No. This is rent. Anybody could rent a home of this stature.
You just made it look nice.
Yeah, thanks. I put it together. Did you see the Italian Pulp Fiction poster on the wall?
I didn't want to bring that up.
Gotcha. I didn't know that you had all those tattoos, and I have a Reservoir Dogs tattoo.
I know. You showed it to me a little earlier ago.
A
little earlier ago. Sorry. Yeah, that's nice. I want one from that movie too. That's a tough one. Like, which kind of? Because I like all my movies to like represent quotes or scenes of the movie. I don't know what I would do with Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, man. Well, maybe I just got this poster. This is like a movie poster of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I quite enjoy that movie. What's your favorite Tarantino movie? Is it Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. Pulp Fiction is definitely number one. Number two and three are hard because it's like Django is so good.
I love Django Unchained. I thought it was awesome.
So good. But so was Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah. And some people tune it out like on newer Tarantino, but I think the guy's really hitting a new stride. Like Inglourious Basterds, Django. Did you like Hateful Eight?
Oh, I loved Hateful Eight.
Yeah. See, I know so many people that just like hated on it, and I was like, man, I loved Hateful Eight also. I thought it was great. I mean, with the exception, I would say if I had to pick a least favorite, maybe Death Proof, maybe. And that's even kind of hard to say because I love Death Proof and I love Kurt Russell. Mm-hmm. Kurt Russell is like one of my absolute favorite actors, and I think it's because of his hair.
His hair is phenomenal in every aspect.
Yeah, maybe the best hair in the business. So, Snake Plissken with an eye patch. Kurt Russell with an eye patch. You couldn't beat it in Escape from New York, and you couldn't beat it in Captain Ron. That's what I'm going to say.
That's very accurate.
So, John, you're an awesome drummer.
Thank you.
You play drums in Lifelines.
I do.
So, what have you guys been up to? And like, I've just did a... And whenever you guys are listening to this podcast, you hopefully would have heard Jordan Haynes' podcast. And he was telling me that he had you guys in the studio, or you guys are in the studio, or?
Yeah, we're still currently in the studio finishing up vocals for the last two songs we want to throw in this EP. Hopefully we'll get that done and have it out by April or May.
Right.
But the song that I have today is not going to be on the EP, but it is a popular song.
You have a very special treat for us. We'll get to that a little bit later, but I was just curious what you guys have been up to. You're such an awesome drummer. I'm just going to look you dead in the eye and talk about how good of a drummer you are. How about that? That's what the podcast is going to be.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Whatever you do, do not do that, sir.
I wish you were still playing out right now.
Man, I've been kicking that around from time to time, and I've been... Actually, there's a couple projects and stuff like that I've been low-key kind of maybe being a part of. I don't know. I don't want to speak too soon about that sort of thing. But I don't know. We'll just see how it goes. But for right now, I think the podcast is really... People have been telling me, like, man, you should have been doing this years ago.
Yeah. Dude, your voice and your style of thinking and everything like that just makes it perfect. I still listen to it every week.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, yeah, I should have been doing this years ago, but also, too, I wasn't really as into podcasts years ago as I was now. I just kind of started getting into it a couple
couple years ago.
And yeah, it didn't get popular until about a couple years ago, really, though.
I feel like, yeah, unless you're Joe Rogan. But the thing is where would you even listen to podcasts before your phone was able to catch up with them, really?
Yeah, well, you can't put it through Sirius or XM Radio. You can't do that.
Right, that's true. So what's your favorite podcast? I know you're an avid podcast listener.
Joe Rogan. I listen to his probably four times a week, maybe.
A lady at work just happened to ask me. That's funny that he's been a reoccurring theme in my life today. This lady asked me, who is Joe Rogan? And she was like, where would I know him from? And she's like, I watched his stand-up. I didn't know he was a stand-up comedian, but where do I know him from? And I was like, well, he was like on, you know, sitcom, like news radio, and he's like in UFC. And she's like, no, I don't know anything about that. And I was like, he was on Fear Factor. And she's like, oh, yep, that's it, yep. Fear Factor.
Fear Factor, that's the one.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's the one, right, absolutely, where people ate snakes.
Where people drank cow's blood, and he was saying, go!
Yeah, whatever you do, just keep drinking the blood.
Yeah. Don't stop. Please don't stop.
Yeah, I do like Joe Rogan's. I've been really into, I love my wrestling podcast. No one else likes wrestling so much, but hundreds of thousands of people love wrestling. Yeah. It's a multi-billion-dollar corporation.
It's a pretty good market.
But as far as people that I associate with on a day-to-day, not super into wrestling, and I like a lot of Last Podcasts on the Left. I've been into them too.
What's that one about?
Serial killers, mostly. Strange phenomena.
I might have to get into that one.
But yeah, mostly my favorite episodes of theirs are the ones where they go into depth about serial killers. So,
like popular ones or like just any of them?
They run the gamut. I mean, Jack the Ripper, Albert Fish, Charles Manson, Ted Bundy. I mean, all your popular ones. And then they'll also have people that are maybe not so popular. That I didn't, or at least for me, not so popular.
You know about that DiCaprio movie coming out?
H.H. Holmes?
Yeah, he's like the first serial killer.
Yeah, they have a four-part interest. They have a whole four-part episode on H.H. Holmes. Fantastic. I cannot wait to see that because I love DiCaprio.
It probably won't come out until like 2018.
Yes, we'll probably be... we'll probably forget about it by then.
Episode 1500 of Sean's podcast. Still no
word on Devil in the White City.
Yeah, still no H.H. Holmes.
But yeah, I love DiCaprio and I love
people calling me.
Oh my gosh. Dude, don't they know that you're in the middle of?
I've told everyone that I've talked to this week, I'm not free on Thursday at 6:30. Don't do that.
Hey, I'm going to just say whoever is calling you right now, we can call them out by name if you want, but they owe all the listeners an apology.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
And he texted me, too.
And he texted you on top of that.
I'll respond to his text. Don't answer his phone call. What are you doing? That is the worst feeling in the world.
You know, what drives me insane is maybe I am guilty of that, but sometimes I just don't want to text people because, to me, time is of the essence a little bit. Like, it'll be like, hey man, what time are we going to do this podcast or something like that? For example, I'll call that person, or, you know, where are you? I'll call that person. No answer. But they want to text me back and forth. I'm like, we could have got this done in 1 minute. What has taken 45 minutes?
That's so me though. Like, I don't want to talk to anyone.
Don't want to talk to anybody.
I hate it. I hate being like this gesture right here. I hate it. Everything about using your neck to hold something or your hand to hold, like, I hate it.
See, that's the beautiful thing about podcast. It's so visual, so everyone knows exactly what you were just doing.
No, there. But you know.
I do know.
And you can tell them in person when they come on here.
Yeah, that's true. See, I guess I like to talk to people. That's why I have a podcast. I talk to people on the phone for a living on top of that, too. So I'm just always talking to people.
Yeah, what do you do? I didn't even ask you that earlier when you got home. What did you do? What's your job?
Well, as a podcaster and
what's your backup job?
I dabble in the world of pet insurance.
Pet insurance. Oh, you work with Kevin then, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sounds exotic, but I like it. It's a great place. And actually the CEO of this company subscribes to my podcast. So a big shout out to Katie. I know you're listening to this one, buddy.
Yeah.
So, but I love that place. It's awesome. But basically, talking to people, I think it's just in my nature. Maybe that's why
you got a calming voice.
Thank you.
It's very soothing.
I've been sick all month, too, so my voice is just like getting really, really...
Like, it's getting tired. Yeah. It's like, man, you wear me
out. It's not getting tired. I feel like I'm just really hitting that sexy voice, like that episode of Friends where Phoebe gets a cold and then everyone thinks she sings better.
Mm.
Same type of scenario like
that,
here.
That woman in the Warriors. Like, hey, Big Papa.
Yes, exactly like...
But it calms them all down for some reason.
You know what I like about you is we're able to just go back and forth on movies. You're an avid movie watcher. So am I. What's your favorite movie? I want to put you on the spot here. That wasn't on the list of predetermined questions I was going to hit you with.
No, it was not. I predicted those, and that was not on there.
That was not on there.
I don't know, man. I got top five. That's all I can give you.
All right, top five will do. What are some of your favorite movies?
There you go.
I'm not going to hold you to it if it changes next week. I'm not going to be like, dude, you're a liar.
No,
when you post on Facebook.
That's me. I would do that. I'd be like, no, dude, last week.
We've got it on tape, bro. Let's replay the footage.
But Shutter Island wasn't up there last week, you dickhead.
Yeah, exactly. Here you are acting like you're a DiCaprio fan now. Yeah. Shutter Island wasn't on the list.
Yeah, you're damn right.
What's your top five?
Top five is definitely Fight Club, American History X, Shawshank, Pulp Fiction, and then probably The Departed.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too.
But it's tough. That's tough because Alpha Dog is up there, too.
You know, I've never seen Alpha Dog.
Oh, man.
It sounds like it's something that's right up my alley, and I'm kind of familiar with the story.
And that the kid that played the kid is now actually dead. What was his name? He was in Star Trek, the new ones.
Oh, yeah. The kid that that plays the Russian guy.
Yeah.
Chekhov in Star Trek.
What was his name?
Man, R.I.P.
Something with an A. I don't know.
R.I.P. But, yeah. Anton? And see,
sounds
we're going to edit that out because IMDb is name. I'll say it one time, and then you're
like you're a genius. You know everything.
Seamlessly edit that right into the podcast. My favorite movie. Thank you for asking.
I want to know
my favorite movie.
This shit down.
I don't know. See, I have a favorite. This is the movie that.
Are you a Star Wars buff or are you a Star Wars fan? You know, there's two different parts. Because I'm just a fan. Trevor Neely. Man,
I'm gonna have to get Trevor Neely on the podcast, but I like Star Wars. But Star Wars is something I have a reoccurring theme in my life where it seems like I like things, but I just genuinely don't like certain things as much as everyone else. Mm. Star Wars is definitely like
I'm kind of like that with Star Wars, just a little bit. I dabble.
I loved A New Hope, and I like Empire. And I'm really, really, really not into Return of the Jedi. Like, really not into it. And so many people make this argument. They're like, well, you know, I just love the original and I hate the prequels. And there's some things that I don't like about the prequels. Specifically, there's a lot of things that I'm not super into in episodes 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain things that I'm pretty into, especially in episode 3. But to me, I'm like, if you don't... You know, if you like the original trilogy, but you don't like the prequels, you got to keep in mind that all Return of the Jedi is a Star Wars prequel. Like, everything is, like, for kids and, like, all the Ewoks and all that sort of thing. It's the same model that George Lucas essentially used in episode 1 and 2, just done in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, you're not fooling me, George Lucas. I'm going to tell you this right now. You're not fooling me, sir.
Yeah, well, everybody's like... It was like, oh, he sold it to Disney. He's not really part of it. No, he's still producing it.
Yeah.
He's like, it's still got Lucasfilms on it.
I remember when, I liked episode 7. I thought.
Oh, it was great.
I thought it was awesome.
It was a
and
great
I hadn't
movie.
Seen Rogue One yet, so.
I'm so behind. I haven't either.
So,
I hate it.
Maybe we'll just go maybe on
we'll
a nice
hold,
outing.
Yeah, we'll hold hands.
And, you know, maybe we'll share a box of Sour Patch Kids and we'll just go to the movies together.
I'm not a big Sour Patch Kid.
We'll work it out.
Yeah, I'm not popcorn for
popcorn.
Sure.
Popcorn
for sure. Popcorn.
Gotcha. Well, but yeah, as far as Star Wars goes, I like it. I don't like it as much as everyone else. I feel the same way about certain other things. Doctor Who, not so much
into
that.
Never watched an episode.
Here's a big one: The Walking Dead.
Oh.
And I know you love The Walking Dead. I ask you, like, what are some of your favorite shows, John?
Oh,
and
man.
You mentioned The Walking
Dead.
But
you never answered me. Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
Yeah. I love Game of Thrones.
See,
no spoilers, but yes, I'm caught up on Game of Thrones.
That's the thing. There's two types of people. There's Game of Thrones fans and there's Walking Dead fans.
The thing about The Walking Dead, though, is what kills me is like I've seen the scenario so many times. Like I'll tell people, I'm like, hey, do you know that zombie? do you know that zombie movie / TV show where like a zombie outbreak happens, and then like the survivors that you know do make it band together, and then it turns out they're more of a threat to each other than the zombies are to them.
It's like a soap opera a little bit, yeah.
But that's every zombie movie. See, you thought I was describing Walking Dead, but I was describing every zombie movie I've actually ever seen.
As soon as you said this zombie and that zombie, I was just thinking, I was like, he's just saying everything he can.
Yeah, because it's you're not fooling me, AMC. The Walking Dead, you're doing nothing new in my book.
It doesn't matter if it's new or not. It's still good.
That's true. I'm not going to blame.
It keeps your interest.
I'm not going to say that you're wrong. I'm just saying will not be fooled, AMC.
And there's a lot of blood, and it's real tight. If this show was on HBO, everybody would be loving it. There'd be titties galore.
That's true. See, maybe that's what we need to really just hold my interest.
But
to answer this question, I'm going to go back. I'm bringing it back 5 minutes into the past. What's my favorite movie, you ask?
Oh, yeah. You didn't even get to the point on that one.
I have two favorite types of movies. One, I have the movie that's probably genuinely my favorite that I've seen hundreds of thousands of times. And then I have the movie that I think might genuinely be the best movie I've ever seen, mm-hmm. just in terms of story and cinematics and that sort of thing.
Well, you're differentiating your favorite and the best.
Yes. Yeah. I would say the greatest to me movie is Blade Runner. Have you ever seen Blade Runner?
I have not.
If you are interested in science fiction, I highly recommend picking it up.
Well, I saw the trailer for Blade Runner 2069 or 49.
It actually doesn't look too bad.
It doesn't.
I mean,
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
You know, he's like, it's like him and Ryan Reynolds before he was Deadpool. It's like, you never know.
Yeah, that's true. The thing is Ryan Gosling can really, I mean, the guy can act. I mean, he is in The Notebook, for crying out loud. And then the movie that I've seen 100,000,000 times, that's the greatest movie of all time, in my opinion.
Groundhog Day.
That would be close? Fitting because today is, spoiler alert, today is actually Groundhog Day. So when you hear this, 2 years in the future.
I didn't even think about it. I've been looking on Twitter and Facebook all day and seeing all these groundhog-like memes, pictures and stuff. I'm like, what is the deal with all this groundhog?
What's all the Bill Murray? Yeah. What's this for?
It clicks.
It's because today's Groundhog Day. Tombstone is that movie for me.
Ooh, what a good one.
Tombstone is that movie
for
me.
Val Kilmer.
I've seen that movie thousands of times, and Val Kilmer destroys it as Doc Holliday. Mm-hmm. And that brings us back again, Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Awesome fact about Tombstone.
Never loses.
No. Awesome fact about Tombstone, every mustache that you see in that movie is real.
It's got to be.
The director made everybody grow their own stashes.
You're damn right he did.
It was BYO stash.
It's the same thing with that, same concept with that movie Fury. I mean, he was like, all right, you're all going to be stuck in a tank. Here's some practice, you know.
Here's a tank.
Yeah, get stuck in it. Yeah. See you in 10 days.
See you in 10 days, sir. So,
man, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But yeah, you know, you have a real Christopher Walken-ness about you when I put you in front of that microphone. You're walking. You're walking. Walking on sunshine.
I know. Every time I go get a tattoo, I start quoting Pulp Fiction, and my tattoo guy's like, "Do the walking. Do the walking." I'm just like, "He stuck it up his ass."
He held the uncomfortable hunk of metal.
Yeah.
Your walking's way better than mine. I'm not good at it. I can hit you with a good Beetlejuice though.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I haven't seen that movie in so long.
You ready?
Yeah.
Sandworms. I hate them myself.
Not bad. That's pretty decent Beetlejuice for me.
Hey,
I've been sick, guys.
In my head, Michael Keaton's here right now saying that.
Actually, Michael Keaton is here, guys. Surprise, Sean versus Wild podcast. We got a little money and we got Michael Keaton here.
Yeah, we got Birdman, Beetlejuice in the house.
In the house. But yes, sir. So, yeah, man. And remember that time that I saw you at the 1975 concert?
How good was that concert?
You know, I really enjoyed it. And I was telling Jordan about it. I was like, hey, you'll hear It's so weird, like when you're putting timelines and stuff together. But you will hear
Flashpoint.
You will hear in the Jordan podcast, I do mention that I did run into you at a 1975 concert, and we just had that conversation on Facebook Messenger that was just like, we're the oldest people here.
Mm-hmm. And we gotta be, unless somebody's parents got drugged there.
Yeah. Well, he made a good point. He's like, well, you're still considerably older than John, right? And I'm just like, well, yeah, thanks. Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, man.
But he also, thought you were only 20 years old.
What?
Yeah, he goes, he's at least 20. And I was like, no, I don't think so. I was like, I'm not trying to make him seem like he's older or younger.
No, yeah, I'm way older than that.
But that's what I was saying. I was like, but, you know, I am 30, so surely you're not 30 yet.
No, but that's not a considerable amount. Like, that's only 4 years or 6 years. I'm 30 or 24.
I'm 34. I'm 34 years old.
Yeah, I'm 35 years old. No, I'm 24. That's only 6 years. That's not that bad.
137 years old. 137 years old. That's Coming to America. One of my other favorite movies. Ooh. Probably my favorite comedy of all time, Coming to America.
Oh, man, I have to watch that one, too. My favorite comedy... I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry is really good to me, just because Adam Sandler is funny as all hell.
As F.
Yeah, as F.
He's as funny as F. What do you think about his new stuff on Netflix? He's
funny AF. Who?
Adam Sandler's new stuff that he's doing Netflix only.
I saw the Sinister Signatures, whatever. The
Ridiculous.
The Ridiculous Six. I didn't see that one. I watched The Do-Over. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet. David Spade.
It was okay.
It's all right.
It's all right. I mean, it's no Click, you know?
You know what I'm saying? It's
no Happy Gilmore, you know?
It's true. But no Billy Madison.
Oh, man.
We're so lucky. We're so fortunate to have Principal Anderson substituting. Now we have the privilege of staring at that fat tub of lard all day long.
I'll turn this bus around and end your precious field trip real goddamn quick.
But yeah, so I saw you at the 1975 concert. And I did think that it was funny. I was like, oh, now I know why they're called the 1975, because that's the number of instrumental songs.
Oh, man, it was so many. It was more than they have on CDs.
Oh, yeah. I would say that
it was way more.
They played 25 songs, and 15 of them were instrumental.
That's stupid.
But
way more than the CDs. You shouldn't play stuff that's not available.
The live show was fantastic. The light show was fantastic.
The light show was the best part. And I don't know. I mean, you could tell me. I left when they started playing Girls, I was out. I was like, I'm going to beat traffic out of here.
Really?
Yeah. How many more songs they play?
Oh, I think, honestly, that was wrapping it up.
Yeah, that's why I figured when Girls came on, I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, I think they just wrapped up with, like, maybe a couple more instrumentals, and then they just played Chocolate, yeah. And they're like, all right, thank you, we're out of here.
Thank you, Indianapolis. We'll see you next year.
Yeah. But, okay, so you know what? You came bearing arms. No, you came bearing gifts, and that is a brand new, super hot
world premiere. It will not be out until this airs,
until this very moment in time.
Yeah,
of the new Lifelines.
It's in the future
track.
For us, but it's you guys will know,
dude.
It's right now.
I feel like Looper or something right now.
I know,
just too much.
But dude, you're definitely Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. But I look definitely way more like Bruce Willis.
No, well, now.
They are the same character, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if you would have saw me 10 years ago. Trust me, I didn't look like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I look like if someone ate Joseph Gordon-Levitt. But anyway, you've got a hot, brand spanking new track coming straight out of the stewed.
Straight out of Compton.
Why don't you give it the big intro? I'm going to let you give this big introduction because I don't want to be that guy that ruins a surprise.
Well, if you insist. All right. This is a/R first cover song. It is POD, Youth of the Nation.
Dude, when she told me, I was like, what's the song going to be? And you're like, I brought you this special treat, a cover of POD's Youth of the Nation. I signed up 100% from that moment.
You said, I've never heard it. I'm about to.
Oh, I've definitely heard it. Trust me. Growing up in high school, instead of taking the test, I took two to the chest. What? Oh. Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. Well, John has let it in so professionally. We're going to hit you with Lifelines covering POD's Youth of the Nation.
We'll be right back.
All right, everybody, that was Lifelines with their cover of Youth of the Nation coming in red hot. Why are you just laughing at me right off the bat? Because, you know.
Because it's why you just drink that beer so professionally. You're just like.
I just had to have one little sip. I had to have a pick-me-up before we did the lead-in here. That was so funny. But, John, the drums, of course. How many times am I going to have to tell you? The drums were
Don't tell me again.
The drums were, in my opinion.
Shitty. Awful.
Above average. Good job, buddy.
Yeah. They were, standard. Pretty standard.
Hey, I would say above standard. So good that
Is that even a level?
Yeah. I'd put them in the strong to quite strong category.
Oh, you know, the 1 through 5.
Yeah. What are your musical influences?
Well, technically I was born into it. My dad was a drummer until I was born, pretty much, because then he had to get a real job and support his family.
Dude, that happens.
Yeah, I know. Hate that for everybody. But so I got that naturally, and then just growing up listening to Neil Peart, Josh Eppard from Coheed and Cambria.
Are you a big... I think that if you like Coheed, it's natural...
To
like Rush, yeah. And vice versa. If you like Rush, it's kind of natural to like Coheed.
Yeah, I mean, I was a fan of Rush before Coheed, so it kind of just like wheeled me in.
Right.
Same.
I could see that because you have a lot of technical skill to your drumming style. A lot of technical chops, more so than I do. Like, I'm much more of a...
But you do really cool stuff with way less things than I... You know, I don't know how to put that. Like, you don't have a double pedal, and, you know, I think I have like 2 or 3 more cymbals than you do. And you just still do pretty dope stuff.
It's kind of funny, though, like when drummers talk, but you can tell, I think, by just how a drummer plays, and or you can tell, like, when they say what their influences are. Because their style. Yeah, just like their style. Because you say, like, being like a Neil Peart or Josh Eppard fan, like, you do have a much more technical style than I would say me, where, like, my favorite drummers are, like, Roger Taylor from Queen, or, like, Bill Ward from Black Sabbath, or, like, Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. Yeah. Even though he's like way more technical than whatever I would do.
Yeah, but Tommy Lee has like 27,000 drums, and he's got a floating drum kit. Yeah,
no, yeah,
I ain't about that.
Could you imagine if my fat ass was suspended above a crowd of people doing?
I'd catch you if you needed to be. I'd do it.
Hell, man, I'd do it. So Rush, Coheed, those are your two big ones.
Two big influences. I love Journey, the way that. Steve Smith was
right.
He played traditionally with the stick in the weird way, as people say.
Your traditional grip.
Yeah, traditional grip. Yeah, but he played a lot of technical, cool stuff like that way, and it was really inspiring. I've never done anything like that.
Right,
but it looked really cool.
Well, the same thing with the drummer of, even though this is gonna
Smash Mouth.
Just like the drummer of Smash Mouth, one of my huge, big influences. Their lead singer, huge influence on my style and fashion, guys. If you were to see a picture of me and him side by side.
Mohawks galore.
We look similar. But, no, I was going to say, like, if you ever were to see early Def Leppard, it's just going to lead to a cruel joke about that guy only having one arm.
Yeah.
But he played traditional grip originally.
Yeah,
and then he just started playing it with his feet.
Yeah, he said, well, "I'm doing something."
He's
with
like,
my
"You know
life.
What? Armageddon it.
I'm gonna be the first one-armed drummer professionally ever."
Yeah. Dude, I'm not gonna lie to you though. I would probably give my left arm to be in Def Leppard.
I'd definitely give my left leg.
Hey man, then how are you gonna play the sick hi-hat parts? How are you gonna play double bass, dude? Your career would be over.
Yeah, but I'd find a new career. I'd be in Def Leppard at that point. I wouldn't care.
I'd be playing guitar and professional woman getter.
Yeah,
because I'm in Def Leppard.
Yeah, dude, hello.
I went to see Motley Crue, and
you lucky son of a bitch.
I saw Motley Crue with Alice Cooper. I've seen Motley Crue several times, but the last time I went saw Motley Crue on the farewell tour with Alice Cooper, there was a woman there that. That was like next to me, and she was probably 45.
She put your tits in her
50.
Face. Or put her tits out.
Yes,
she put your
both.
Tits in her face.
Both. no, she was like wasted by the time she didn't show up until like almost till Alice Cooper was done. And when she showed up, she was hammered and she hung on me the whole time. Like, it was great. So if you were in Def Leppard, you could have that 24/7, just 50 year old chicks.
Dude.
Just making it happen, bro.
Just cougars hunting.
If you need me.
Cougars hunting around.
I'm just going to be making it happen. And so those are the bands that we like. But
oh, you know what's funny?
What?
My girlfriend of 5 years, I'm pretty sure, well, I'm pretty sure you definitely all went to the same high school.
Did she go to Charlestown High School?
Yeah.
Really?
Tara Stoner?
Tara Stoner. Yep. And there's a lot of stoners that go there, too.
Yeah. Well, Tara, Tiffany, all them.
Yes. Well, hey, shout out to Tara Stoner. We did go to high school together. Mm-hmm.
I saw you in her yearbook. You had hair. I was like, what the?
What is this man doing? Dude, and I had the worst hair, too. I just had like a real emo, like shotgun haircut.
Yeah, you kind of did.
It was gelled.
It might have been horrible to you, but it was funny as shit to me.
Yes. And
I was like, I know him now.
For anyone that has a copy of the Charlestown High School.
Ooh, what year was it?
I graduated in 2004.
And yeah, it was definitely that one.
So,
because it was like the portrait picture, you know?
Oh, yeah, my senior picture. So if anybody has a copy of that yearbook, under...
You look ready to smash.
Under, like, your, I don't know, like... dreams of the future or whatever. It's like future, you know, whatever.
Oh, you
mine just said
something.
Rock star. And I would like to think that was a check that you can cash and it would just be good anywhere. I've made good.
Unlike actual rock star money.
Yeah, exactly.
Never like, happening that way.
You would never make a... Yeah, it's so funny, too, because I talk to so many people. Obviously, the podcast is very music-related because of my contacts and the people that I know, but everyone says, like, the same thing. It's just, like, I love playing music. I never make a dime.
Yeah, no, I think I've made money maybe twice, and that was playing out with, like, my friend Mike and Dylan, like, their cover stuff. I never made money making, like, original music.
Yeah, and I feel like any money that I have made.
Every money.
I feel like every doll hair that I have made has just went right back to the band. So it's like one of those things. Mm-hmm. Like even if you had money, you didn't keep it.
Yeah. For our van, I pulled out like all my savings and they paid me back. So I didn't lose anything, but I really didn't gain anything either. Now I just have a van.
Now I just get to drive around in a van.
That I have to sell eventually. Let's put it five ways as the market goes down.
As the market goes down. But yeah, so being in a band, or we were talking about your favorite bands, mm-hmm. but something that I really want to bring up because we share a commonality here. We both have a very unpopular opinion about a certain band, but you seem to be a lot more vocal about it on the social media than I am. I try to keep to myself because I don't want to offend any viewers out there, but I'm going to let you... say your piece about it, and I will just silently agree with you.
Yeah, Brand New.
Yes.
I hate them.
Would you
always hated them.
Here's the deal about Brand New. To me, well, since you brought it up, okay?
Yeah, since I brought it up, since you didn't want to say anything about it.
Since you're twisting my arm.
Yeah, I'm not touching him, people. Not at all.
I'm going to say this about Brand New. Brand New
no touchy.
Is... kind of like The Walking Dead for me.
Hey, man, where you cannot.
Everybody
you cannot
loves
compare
it.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Or Star Wars. Everybody loves it. I just don't love it as much as everyone else
wants
does.
To love it, yeah.
The thing is someone's like, I like Brand New. I'm like, okay, I'm down with that completely. But when somebody says Brand New is the greatest band of all time.
I hate arguing with these people.
And they're just like, I'm
God,
like,
they're so mean.
And I'm like, well, you think they're the greatest band of all time? And
yeah, you're
like,
out of your fucking mind.
Have you ever heard of the Beatles? Oh, yeah, I don't like the Beatles. Excuse
you're
me.
Stupid. You are an idiot.
I like when people say that they don't like the Beatles.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You might not enjoy them as much as the next guy, but you don't fucking not enjoy them.
I feel like what's crazy about the Beatles to me is it's a band that has written so many songs that are so ingrained in pop culture. Like, these could be songs that you've heard your entire life.
Entire life and not even thought twice about it.
On commercials or just whatever, or people have covered them. And, like, everybody, I mean, how can you not, like, be into, like, Hey Jude?
Yeah, there's no reason not to be.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's thousands of songs that they've just written, or hundreds of songs, maybe not thousands, hundreds of songs that they wrote. And
probably be close to 1,000.
Probably, I would say. But yeah, when people are like, I don't like the Beatles, and I'm just like, oh. Oh, one time somebody told me, this is a true story.
True story time.
Try to contain yourself. Time. They said, I like the Beatles' music, but I prefer to listen to...
I can't even listen to the rest of the story.
I prefer to listen to the Across the Universe soundtrack.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine that? Like, I like the Beatles' music, but I only want to hear the cover versions.
Yeah.
Man.
What disrespect. You not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Oh, what? It's such... Oh.
But when people say Brand New is the greatest band of all time, I just have to strongly disagree.
Whenever I hear that, I literally am praying to God the purge happens. Like, in my lifetime, I'm going to find these people and get away with it. No charge.
No charge. What happened? Well, he just snapped one day. Yeah.
People kept saying Brand New was the shit, and it's not, and I stabbed him.
All right, guys. Well, you heard it here first, so if anyone dies...
Yeah, if the purge happens, y'all messed up. Y'all done goofed.
So you hate Brand New, but, you know, you also mentioned, too, to me earlier, that... You do like AFI. What do you think about... Have you heard their new album yet?
I didn't like it.
You weren't into it?
No. I listened to like the first four songs, and I was just like, man, I can't even take... it's not...
AFI was like my favorite band for a really long time. I've probably seen AFI.
I've never seen them either, and they were really like... They were a top favorite of mine, at least in high school.
Well, I got into them, and I've seen them probably 7 or 8 times, and I've seen them in venues as small as this living room that we're in. Of course, the living room is huge because I'm super rich.
He's lying to all of you.
But yeah, I've seen them like in front of like, you know, less than 100 people probably. And with Rise Against, actually, and Death by Stereo.
What?
The first time I ever saw them.
Man, that'd be a great...
But the last time I saw them was on Sing the Sorrow. Like, that was the last time I saw them.
Dude,
was like on the Sing the Sorrow
tour. That's the CD that like I love.
And that's like the last album of theirs that I was really into. And then right after that, I just somehow...
Yeah, December Underground was not good.
I just checked out, and then Crash Love, I just really checked out.
I didn't even listen to that.
But I was kind of into, what was it, Burials that came out? Like, it just kind of came and went, their last album? Before the new one?
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about.
Was I Hope You Suffer on it? That was a single?
Yeah, I think
I was into that single.
Man, I didn't listen to it. Man. I didn't have faith. And then I saw him on Jimmy Kimmel or something, and I was like, oh, I got to at least listen to it once, you know? And no, I wish I hadn't have.
What are some of your other favorite bands that are contemporary? We went through your influences, but what bands do you actually like, Wilmont?
Well, Wilmont. That's how you get called at work all the time. Some bands, I mean, I love Going Cambria. I love... I love Fall Out Boy, Motion City Soundtrack, Taking Back Sunday, all the old, like, I guess you would call it now, emo stuff. But it was, like, stuff I grew up with middle to high school.
Right.
And it was just, I listened to it all the time, like, every day.
Did you catch Fall Out Boy when they played at 4th Street Live for free?
No, because I hadn't, I have not a disorder, but I have anxiety.
Right.
Really bad, and I take medicine for it, but I didn't have it then. So I was like, oh, that many people. No, I don't.
Yeah, did you see Taking Back Sunday when they played at 4th Street?
No. Nah.
Man, Louisville's really...
But I did see Taking Back Sunday when they played with Envy on the Coast, like, 8 or 9 years ago. It was, like, at Oasis.
Oh, man. I remember Club Oasis.
Yeah, they...
Way back in the day.
Yeah, they played with Envy on the Coast, and it was a really good show.
I saw Taking Back Sunday. The first time I ever saw them was the greatest time I ever saw them. I saw them with Saves the Day in 2003.
I just saw Saves the Day for the first time with Coheed in Louisville.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It was good. I wasn't really... I've never been into them, so I don't...
Saves the Day, I feel like, has really mellowed out in there as they progressed. Like, their music is just more mellow, and their live show is definitely more mellow. But they destroyed it when I saw them. Of course, that was in 2003. That was almost 15 years ago.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Isn't it weird to think that, you know, when you watch certain bands, whatever, it's like, hey, this was 15 years ago.
Man. I'd be doing that when I'd be watching sports, too.
Right.
I'd be watching sports and, like, keep forgetting that every... I'm a college basketball fan, but every year, the players, like, they get younger and younger and younger instead of getting older because, like, they're always bringing in freshmen.
Right, yeah.
So, like, now I'm 24, and I'm yelling at the TV, but this kid's, like, 18, and I feel like a jackass because I feel like I'm just wishing death upon, like, a child.
I'm going to beat up a kid,
like,
God 6 years
damn it, if you
junior.
Don't get to the hole. Like,
you know, sometimes I'm at this point in my life now where, like, I'm 30, and, like, there's certain things, like, I'll watch like wrestling, for example. Like, I told you, I'm, like, big into wrestling, but when I see that, like, the wrestler that's, like, the WWE champion is, like, 28,
Yeah.
And like he's younger than me. I'm like, oh my God.
It's the worst.
It just makes you like reflect. You're like, I've wasted my life.
You have to have heard that John Cena prank call.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, it is the funniest shit in the world.
Dude, John Cena's internet stock, like his stock alone this year, just based on the internet.
Yeah.
Has been really.
And he just won the damn title.
He just won the title again. Yeah. He just tied Ric Flair's record 16 times at Royal Rumble, is what we're referring to.
Royal Rumble. Spoiler alert.
He wins the championship from AJ Styles. But by the time you hear this, we'll already be months into the future.
Yeah,
he might have lost it. He may have lost it already.
This role might be reversed.
Yep. So we don't quite know yet. But yeah, like that always makes me feel like a big pile of garbage where it's like, oh yeah, like this person that is making millions of dollars or is like hugely successful, and you're like, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's 17.
Yeah. he's 10 years younger than me. Oh, okay, got it.
Jesus.
Or like, I watch a lot of just dumb stuff. Like, I am into like the dumbest stuff.
Like, you gotta be more specific. There's a lot of dumb stuff.
Okay, I have a lot of guilty pleasures, but I don't feel guilty about them because I think liking stuff is actually a pretty lost art. Because nobody.
What?
Liking things.
What are you talking
about?
People
hate
what?
Everything now.
A lot of people hate everything, yes.
People hate everything.
They still like something.
They like the things that are cool to like, even if they don't actually like them. They just say that they like them because everybody else likes them.
I like eyebrow threading. You exactly. Ever had one done? I don't know what it is, but I like it.
Dude, I'm into cheese, eyebrows, bacon. You know, like that's everything I'm into. Okay, yeah. Cool. But like I binge watch a lot of TV, and one of my favorites, especially lately, is Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, I saw your original. Facebook. Saw your Facebook thing. Yeah.
So I've been really into it.
That sounds.
And I'm just thinking, here I am. Watching
it's
Beverly
something
Hills.
With you Charlestown people, because Tara's all the time on Hulu just watching Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, but think of it this way.
What?
Saved by the Bell, they graduated in 1993. So they graduated 25 years ago.
Yeah.
The first season of, you know, 90210 came out in 1990. So 27 years ago. Like, isn't that mind-blowing to you where you're just like, well, now I'm old, I guess, officially. And everybody that's listening, you're probably really bummed out right now. Yeah, I'm probably just bumming you out.
I feel that way about Malcolm in the Middle, though. And it's not even that old of a show.
I feel like Malcolm in the Middle is new. Like, so you're like, oh, Malcolm in the Middle. Like, how long has that been on?
It's not on, but it was on. And then now it's like, how many years has it been off? I remember that shit, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Or like, I was watching Lost again for like the 10,000th time. And like, to think that Lost starts in 2004... And I'm just like, I feel like the show just barely, like, I just felt like the show was off the air not too long ago.
That's why I try to watch shows that are continuously, like, they're still on. Like, Shameless is, like, top notch right now for me.
Well, that's how I feel about Monday Night Raw. I feel like it'll just never go off the air.
Yeah, wrestling's never going to go away.
Monday Night Raw will be here every Monday.
Shane McMahon or Vince McMahon's going to have 27 children.
Yeah.
And then they're just all going to run it for the rest of the generations.
The McMahon dynasty.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that's going to be a thing. Well, there's just something comforting, though, for me, watching something from my youth or just watching things that are still around, because it just reminds me of a simpler time.
Yeah.
But see, you
say that, but then you watch these Disney movies that have sexual innuendos, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I was thinking about dick all... You know.
Wow, I did not see that coming. But
it's real.
It is real.
That shit happened.
But I feel like... It's just so much time. Like, I'm watching 90210 now, and it's like one of those things where they're like, I feel like that show was probably pretty racy for the time that it was on.
Like Cruel Intentions was?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, like, man. A little racy, but then when you watch it now, you're like, oh, shit, I see this thing.
Watch it now, you get a boner, you're like, I get it now.
But no, I'm saying, like, you know, like, it's a show that's dealing with, like, oh, this person is going to steal from the mall, or this person is going to lose their virginity. And you're like, well, now you can just watch some show on ABC Family about a 14-year-old girl losing their virginity. Yeah. And I'm like, good God. You know,
what have we come to?
Yeah, like, this is a simpler time. I need to watch a TV show where there are no cell phones. Yeah.
Boy Meets World.
Take
me back to Boy Meets World.
Take me back to Boy Meets World.
Feeny.
I had the biggest crush on Topanga.
Oh, everybody did, man. She's the she's the goat.
Topanga and I share a birthday, so I like to think that's how...
Hey, you in there.
That's what I'm saying. That's how our conversation would start. I'd be like, excuse me,
you got some Topanga. You got some charming wit with you?
I'd be like, I have a podcast, and we have the same birthday.
Yeah, so let's go. Let's wrap this up. You know what we got to do.
I feel like Yeah. Hey, yeah. Remember that time you dated Lance Bass? How did that work out?
Yeah. Mm. So well, I guess I'm not Lance Bass.
I guess you're single now, and this is where I come in.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, Topanga, if you're out there, if you're listening.
Please be listening.
And I think she is.
Yeah, she has to be.
We have the same birthday.
Have to, yeah.
So
she knows that. You guys are tight.
Yeah, so Topanga, if you're listening, and I can bet that you are, just maybe call me or return my calls.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Or, you know who was DJ Tanner? That was another one.
DJ Tanner?
Uh-huh.
See, I thought DJ Tanner was, I don't know. DJ Tanner was at a different time for me. I wasn't into
DJ. Kelly Kapowski.
But Kelly Kapowski, on the other hand.
Man.
You know, when I was a kid, I was really into Jesse Spano, and then I got really into this Lisa Turtle phase, and then now, like, I'm super, not now, but, like, over the last...
You got a poster in your room right now, don't you?
My last incarnation of loving Saved by the Bell was really into Kelly Kapowski. What a babe.
Oh, man.
And she's still good looking.
Yeah, she is. Wasn't it her daughter got on, like, to The Voice or something? Maybe it wasn't even her. I don't know. But
I just made that up.
No, I mean, it was somebody famous from back in the day. I just don't remember if it was her or not. It might have been DJ Tanner. That's why I mentioned that name. I don't know. But
oh, wait. Hold on. Hold on a second. That's on The Voice. And, yes, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, her daughter. Was it DJ Tanner? It was DJ Tanner.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I was thinking of some other child star.
No, I can see it in my face right now.
Well, here's the deal. DJ Tanner, and her brother is Kirk Cameron, and they're like...
Kirk Cameron? Who's that? Kirk Cameron? Who's that?
Growing Pains.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
But they're, like, really, really, really super religious.
Like,
Oh, not Scientologists. Oh. No, they're, like, the only Christians in Hollywood, I think.
Oh, man.
But they're very, very religious. So when you watch them now, most of the time, I mean, Candace Cameron Bure, she married somebody with the last name Bure.
Just let you all know, I ain't about that life no more.
She does a lot of Hallmark television movies. How do I know that? Because I have a mother and a sister, guys. You heard it here first.
She's trying to rack up on some God points. She's like, get me back up there.
Hey, if you need me, I will be doing Christmas specials on Hallmark. Trust me. Whenever Hallmark does that one month, every woman loses their mind.
Every replay of it isn't a replay. It's just her doing the same thing all day.
This might seem like the same movie I made last year. It's not. It's a brand new movie. Here's the deal. I know I'm down on my luck, and it's Christmas time. I feel like that's every movie. Every Christmas movie is like somebody that's down on their luck at Christmas time.
Except
and
for,
then a miracle happens.
Except for National Lampoon. And
man, wouldn't you think Clark Griswold's down? Well, Cousin Eddie's down on his luck.
Dude, I'm going to say this real loud and clear. Fuck Cousin Eddie.
Why? Oh, because he's a weirdo in real life? Or just because he's a improper house guest?
That one. There's like, because I like, but the first time I saw this, I already like, I don't own an apartment, but I'm renting an apartment. And then the first time I saw it, it was like in my head, I was like, if somebody came in my house doing this shit, oh man, ooh, I got so mad.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Yeah.
What a haggard thing to say. My favorite part about Cousin Eddie is the scene where he's drinking eggnog and he's wearing the white sweater. But it's kind of see-through, and you can see that he's wearing a black dickie underneath. Yeah. Like, it's just a turtleneck dickie.
That is so funny.
I love Christmas Vacation. That's a staple for me.
Yeah. Well, Tara, oh, my God. Tara, every time every time it's Christmas month,
Christmas month.
Yeah, my phone's
going to Oh, you mean up. December?
Yeah, sorry.
You mean that time between Thanksgiving and New Year's?
That time.
Christmas month.
After November 24th until January 1st. During December.
Christmas month.
Yeah. Tara always wants to watch that. Always. She's like, can we put it on, please, babe? Come on. And eventually I'm going to give in and watch it like 5 times. But
yes.
It's not enjoyable. Like, it's okay the first time. The next day, not so much.
You know which, over this last Christmas month that I was really into was...
You're going to start using that all the time now.
Christmas month.
Because you're going to forget, just like I did.
Because Christmas month is like a 6-week, now 7-week period. But it's during Christmas
longest month.
It's actually the longest month of the year, according to the Gregorian calendar here, is Just Friends. That's been my new...
Oh, man, what a good one. Ryan Reynolds, man.
Christmas jam.
Oh, man.
He's the greatest.
Yeah, he really is. Sexiest man alive two years ago? Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. Now The Rock's the sexiest man alive.
I know.
We know a lot about pop culture here. Yeah. This is real.
This is real. Like, Snapchat's ruined my life because I don't even, like, snap anybody. I just read all the recent stories, and it's all about Daily Mail and, like...
Right. It's all about, you know, just who's getting sexiest man alive.
Yeah, ESPN. Dude, this is what's going on in the world.
I cannot wait for the day that Sean Thriller Smith is sexiest man alive as voted by People Magazine.
It's going to happen, dude.
I think if this podcast
what
takes off...
What year is this, 2017?
2017. I would like to say...
You're 30.
I'm 30. But the thing is I feel like you don't get sexiest man until you're about 40.
Yeah. It's usually... You know what I'm saying? Like, it's between 35 and like 42.
Yeah.
It's early 40s, late 30s.
I'm going to shoot for 2027. We'll okay. set a date.
10
years into
yeah,
the future.
40.
I'll be on my 41st year.
Yeah.
I would be 40, going on 41.
Everybody mark this down.
So.
In your iPhones that you're going to have like 27 different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The iPhone 97.
Yeah. The iPhone 28 and a half.
Yeah. S plus.
Yeah. S plus.
Division sign.
Core.
With the gold, rose gold. But yes, I'm going to be the sexiest man alive. People Magazine. If People Magazine still a thing. If magazines are still a thing.
If that's, dude. The world is crazy.
It's going to be like the sexiest man alive, and I'll just be like on Instagram.
It'll be a hologram, and no, it'll be a hologram in like Times Square.
I feel
like you.
You think that would be cool? I feel like
doing the moonwalk, baby.
I feel like it would mostly be probably just one picture of me on Snapchat, and they're like, "Oh, this is the guy we voted for," and then like in 2 seconds, people would forget about it.
Oh,
hey man, that's a bleak.
By that time, hey, they're throwing parties.
Yeah, that's true.
You got Bruno Mars.
I like your idea, dude. Bruno Mars will be over the hill. Bruno Mars will have like three greatest hits albums by then.
Yeah, he better have one this year. You're 30. No, by that time, no, it'll be okay. He'll be pulling those like Stevie Wonder trips.
But it's always good to have a goal. Guys, if this podcast has taught you anything, at least this episode, if you take anything away from what Sean and John have been saying.
Sean John.
What we're saying is
Sean Don did the Combs.
It's good to have a goal.
Yeah, you gotta have goals.
You gotta have a goal.
Some kind of good or bad, shitty, happy, whatever.
Yeah. Just do yourself a favor.
Get a goal.
Get yourself a goal.
Ronaldo.
And then really just make that goal happen. So in 2027, yeah. I'll be sexiest man alive.
And I'll be running for president.
That's true. You heard it
first. Of Uganda.
It's a first.
Uganda.
So, all right, guys. Well, that is going to be it for us today, the Sean John Experience here on the Sean versus Wild podcast.
Hey, that's a good little subreddit right there.
Yeah. The Sean John Experience.
Yeah.
The S.
Where we do a lot of crazy shit like Jackass dudes.
Yeah. That's true. We could do that. I feel like we could do that.
I don't feel like getting hurt.
That's true. Plus, I don't want to mess up my face because if I'm going to be the sexiest man alive,
duh.
I better hit the gym, though. I'm just going to say. Over Christmas month, I've really let myself go.
Over Christmas month, my health is going down the hill.
You would be surprised at the amount of cookies I had during Christmas month. But yes, John, where can people find you on the internet and your band on the internet?
Facebook.com/LifelinesOfficial. And then on YouTube, just type in Lifelines, and our music video for Last Life should pop right up.
Fantastic. I'll put a link of that. I'll put a link right in the description.
Link like Zelda.
I'm going to link it up big time. So, all right, guys. Well, that's going to be it for us today. The Sean versus Wild podcast. Yeah, you can find it where you can always find it, brother. YouTube, SeanVersusWild.com. I said YouTube. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, wrong.
No, yeah,
I don't have a YouTube yet.
Yeah.
You know what? This is in the future. I'll probably have a YouTube.
Yeah, we're
going to
make one by then for sure.
Dude, there's definitely going to be a YouTube by now. But here's the deal. It's on iTunes.
Yeah.
SeanVersusWild.com. Mm-hmm. I'm on the Google Play Music.
SVW.
I am on Stitcher, Podcast Addict, all your favorite podcast apps. This is going to be weird. But anyway, so we are going to be on definitely on Tinder,
hey.
MySpace.
All right. Don't you?
Friendster.
What the hell?
Napster.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, no worries.
That's
LimeWire.
LimeWire.
Yeah, you got to be on there
we'll
too.
We'll be on
FrostWire.
We'll be on FrostWire. Please download this off FrostWire.
Yeah,
direct
please.
Link to me. P2P with me on FrostWire. All right, guys. That's going to be it for us. John. While you're chugging that Pepsi, say something nice to those people.
Oh, my God. This Pepsi is so good. I'm so thirsty. Hey, I love every single one of you all. I hope you have a blessed day. And I don't know if anyone feels the same as I do, but fuck Donald Trump.